In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
This is D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution here with the 299th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to title this episode, Falcons Shut Out by New England. It's the first time since Carolina shut them out 38-0 on December the 13th, 2015. They were shut out 25-0 as things got ugly late with a rash of interceptions on the last four possessions. The defense hung tough, gave up one touchdown, was limiting the Patriots and rookie quarterback Matt Jones to field goals. But the offense, without Cordarrelle Patterson, could not get moving, could only muster 165 total yards. And no touchdowns for the second game in a row. So today we're going to look at the offensive line, the defense. We just talked about them real quick. Game notes, player notes, and team stats. We'll hear from Arthur Smith, Matt Ryan, and Quadri Olison, and Jake Matthews. We're going to let you hear from the Falcons after this one. So we're going to go right to Arthur Smith here. One of the things was the O-line's glaring inability to block was seen on national television. Folks questioned the drafting of Kyle Pitts, Joe Banner. Questioned the play calling of Arthur Smith. You know who Joe Banner is, a former executive in the league. Was going in on the Falcons. With the depleted lines, how are they drafting a tight end? And then on play calling, was like, how is he running on first down every time? It's automatically second and long. You got to do something different. Quit banging your head on that wall. So some when you go on national TV, you get a little bit extra attention, and folks throw bricks at you when you go out there and put out a 25-0 stinker. So 16 of 14 rushing, 4 sacks, 12 quarterback hits. But Arthur Smith said you can't put it all on the line. So, but let's go. Let's hear from Coach Smith. We got about 2 minutes of him here. And we want you to hear from the Falcons today. You'll need to hear from me today.
This guy wants to play. He's a big part of this team, D-Led, but it wasn't going to be, wouldn't be good for him. So about 2 hour and a half, hour before kickoff. But you got to anticipate, you got to have contingency plans. Obviously, our contingency. When you go in there, it's not, can't ever just be one for one. He's a special player. So we tried everything we could. Clearly, it wasn't good enough. So credit to New England.
Stop. Right there, that was on Cordarrelle Patterson and why he wasn't playing. There's a report he was out for a couple weeks anyway. So no surprise, Tom Pelissero at NFL Network had it. Where the Falcons were trying to play, slow play it like he was going to be able to play. But they did it. I did see him. He was down on the field stretching before the game with the trainers. So here we go with more Arthur Smith. Opportunities on the 14, end up getting nothing there, and the 4th and 1 where you look like you're trying to, you know, get back in the game there.
Sure.
You had some opportunities, did you?
It was obviously pretty, we knew it was going to be a physical game and slow moving. When we had our chance down there, you know, we tried to go no huddle on 3rd and 1. As we backed up, tried to make a play, and then get sacked, and then penalty on the field goal, and it kind of snowballed from there in that possession. And then too many times we were behind the sticks. So we do that against a really good team. That's why they consistently win, and that's where we're going to get here, D-Led. I promise you that. We're going to continue to fight and we get out of this thing. And it's been obviously pretty, the last two games haven't been good enough, but it's a long season. We've got seven games and we're going to figure this out.
And I have my standing running game question. Quadri had a couple runs, but just the productivity wasn't there to help you out.
I mean, it wasn't a lot of, you know, things that we did well tonight offensively. There's you don't score points and you don't take advantage when you do have the opportunity. And like I said, in a low possession game, the defense fought, and they fought, and our guys fought. And it's not like they didn't fight on offense, but we didn't do enough put us in a chance to win at the end. So
there it is, Coach Arthur Smith on Cordarrelle Patterson. It was the missed opportunities. You know, they had chances to score and botched them. The third and one on the 14 turns into a missed field goal. They're driving on New England down to the 16. Get stuffed on third and one and fourth and one. So, you know, offensive line should have been one of their priorities coming in. I was saying that from the beginning. They didn't consider it. You know, they tried. They drafted some kids and signed some veterans. Matt Gano got hurt. You know, they stuck with Matt Hennessy. He's getting pushed around. Caleb McGarry can't handle speed, you know, same things. Y'all been hearing that a lot, so I don't have to rehash that here. Move on to defense. Foyer Ulukon had 10 tackles, which gives him and a sack. And also here, we got him under player notes, so we'll just go there for him. 10 tackles, 4 solos, 1 sack, 1 tackle for loss, 1 quarterback hit, marking his 6th game with at least 10 tackles this season. Of course, he leads the team with 110 on the season. Game notes, and we'll get Matt Ryan ready for you here. He was 19 of 28, 67.9% for 153 yards and 2 interceptions. And how did they get to 4? Well, Josh Rosen came in and threw one, and then Felipe Franks came in and threw one. That's how they got to 4. The first time since 2000 that a team had 3 quarterbacks throw an interception in a game. Going back to San Diego Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, Ryan Leaf, and Moses Moreno. All right, let's move on to Matt Ryan here. My buddy Jared Bell came back after the game. He said his lead was poor Matt Ryan. You know, they don't have a team around him, and he's getting older. We'll keep an eye on his toe injury here, too, this week. He grabbed right for it when he was hurt. You know, we don't want to speculate on turf toe, but, you know, that's a painful injury. He finished the game. But he grabbed that toe. So we know back in 2008, he missed 3 games, 2 full games, and most of another with a turf toe situation. And don't snicker at turf toe. Linebacker Jack Lambert retired with turf toe. So that's a tough one. Let's go to Matt right here.
It's always tough when you don't have some of your guys out there, and CP's been such a big part of what we've done offensively, but we just didn't, you know, the rest of the group, we didn't do enough to, you know, be as productive as we needed to be. And so, you know, it's always tough when guys are out, but it's never an excuse. You got to find a way to get the job done, and it wasn't a good enough effort from us on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, how's your toe, and what did they do to take away Kyle Pitts?
Toe's fine. I think it'll be okay moving forward. I thought they had a plan coming in to try and disrupt, you know, some of the things that Kyle does for us. You know, whether it be dropping guys into zone underneath, some of the crossing routes that he had, some of the corner routes that he had, and then trying to jam and reroute at the line of scrimmage. And so credit to them. I thought New England, you know, had a good plan and played very well.
We hadn't seen the double-digit hit games this year. What happened up front to lead to the 4 sacks and, I believe, 12 quarterback hits today?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things you've got to watch film. You know, again, I thought they did a good job, you know, defensively of trying to create internal pressure and stress on some of the things that we do. And we certainly, you know, have to be better than we were today. But credit to them. I thought they played well.
All right. That was Matt Ryan. First question was about playing without Cordarrelle Patterson. You know, we covered his toe injury and Kyle Pitts in a double up question. And then we got to the line because, you know, we don't get five and six questions anymore. You got to double up a couple there. So let's move on to game stats. That's real. Do this real quick. You know, it's 25 to nothing at Mercedes-Benz on Thursday. They didn't even announce tickets distributed. So, you know, they usually do that. But it was a lot of New England fans there. But, yeah, they got to win. The fans will come back when they start winning. Falcons defense limited the Patriots to 308 total yards, total net yards of offense, and had three sacks, all on blitzes by Foyer, Eric Harris, and Darren Hall. They all had blitz. The Falcons defense held New England to 4 of 12 on third downs, 33.3%. And De'Ron Harmon served as the sixth game captain. So let's move on down to the player notes here. Matt Ryan, we gave his 19-28, 67.9, 153, and two interceptions. Quadri Olison rushed 9 times for a career high 34 yards. He had a couple of nice runs there. Russell Gage caught a team high 5 for 49. We did Foyer there. Let's scroll a little bit here. AJ Terrell had a big interception, but also he was the one that drifted back into coverage on the crossing route for Nelson Aguilar on the 19-yard touchdown. He started out with him, then he just drifted back into his zone. Looked like everybody else was playing man. Well, after the game, he said he was a zone. So, you know, that's one of those mental mistakes. You don't leave somebody wide open in the red zone. Miscue, somebody got the wrong call, and, you know, one person's off, and boom, it's a touchdown, especially with a speedy guy like Aguilar, former Eagles draft pick. But, see, A.J. had a total with 9 tackles and the interception, returned it for 35 yards, and now it's 34 in the game, marking his first interception of the season and the second of his career. Eric Harris had 5 tackles. They gave him half a sack, and they gave half of it to Fowler. 1 tackle for loss and then 1 quarterback hit. Darren Hall finished with a career-high 4 tackles, his first career sack, 1 tackle for loss, 1 quarterback hit. So they were bringing him out of the slot. Fowler had 5 tackles, the half a sack and a quarterback hit. Harmon finished with 3 tackles, 1 pass defense, and 1 special teams tackle. Fabian Moreau had 9 tackles. Kick returner Avery Williams returned 5 kickoffs for 102 yards, and 1 punt for 11. So he took over for Cordarrelle Patterson in the kickoff game. Dustin Colquitt was booming it. I had a over 5 second, 5-2-5 hang time on one of his punts on the 50-yarder. But he hit 5 for 2, 69, 53.8. 50.4 net, including 1 inside the 20 and a long of 62 yards. Let's hear from some of the players. We'll go to Quadri Olison here first.
Yeah, Quadri, well, you were able to get loose a couple times there. What do y'all got to keep working on to to get that ground game going where you're pounding the ass, folks, and so forth?
Yeah, like I said before, it takes all 11 to run the ball. You know, it takes the running backs, the offensive line, the receivers, and even the quarterback. And, you know, people don't know how much it goes into actually having a successful run play. You know, if one person misses an assignment or messes up, that can be the difference between a 1 yard gain and a 15 yard gain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just got to get better with just little details and really just executing, you know, play after play and just hitting it. Mm-hmm. You know, really just continue to just stay locked in and stay focused.
Mm-hmm. I know you said, again, back to the CP thing about him giving you advice. Is there anything that he does that you've seen that you tried to apply to your running style?
Man, I don't think I can do what CP do. he's a special player. I think it's completely different players. I don't think I really can. You know, I don't know if I could do everything he can do. But CP.
All right, Cordarrelle Patterson. Quadri Allison on Cordarrelle Patterson. He's like, I can't do that, you know. But he came in and he played. It's been tough on him. He's been up and down from the practice squad. But he had a couple good runs. That's the, you know, when you lose 25 to nothing, you got at least, you know, take a little solace that, hey, they ran the ball a couple times. Let's go to some Jake Matthews here. Jake said it's definitely a group effort. Coach said don't put it all on the line. I'm going to let the numbers speak for itself or themselves. 16 carries, 40 yards rushing. And that's with two runs of 10 yards or more by Quadri. So they were stuffed on 14 other runs for nothing or no gain. We're going to get that number. The no gain or losses, carries. I think it's 14 in the whole game. So they were all over the run. 4 sacks, 12 hits. You know, you get behind, you got to throw. But it wasn't that thing. They were beating them early. We'll go to, I think I got a little bonus, AJ Terrell here. And then we'll wrap up with the team stats. And, you know, it'd be on to Jacksonville. On to Jacksonville. Here's a little bit of AJ Terrell.
Before, you know, seeing the goal, we're just pay attention to little details and just get it down.
It looked like it might have been you passing him off or not sure man or zone. I mean, was it communication or was it being on different pages, like in terms of it, whether it was man or zone?
Yeah, it was a zone. We were just, like I said, just a little detail that we missed on that play, which led to a touchdown, but, you know, watch that film, get it fixed.
What did you say, no detail? What was for little detail?
I'm not even really sure. Just something. It was something because they scored, so we just get that down to film.
Anything else?
AJ, you know, you all sound pretty confident that y'all can get it turned around. What will be the next steps to as y'all head into the mini-bye and get ready for Jacksonville?
Get our bodies right, you know, these next couple of days, get our body right leading into Monday, and just getting a head start, watching film, and get ready for them.
All right, that's AJ Terrell. He passed them off. He was playing zone. Looked like everybody else was playing man. They were running with people. And he passed, or he thought he was supposed to pass them off and disguise it or something. So we don't know, you know. Dean Pease, I'm sure, will let us know. But whatever the case, you don't leave a speedy receiver wide open in the red zone, unaccounted for. So that's what happened. And that was their only touchdown. You know, generally, you know, they're saying the defense played good. The offense saying that, too. I mean, it was a 13-point game for most of it, 13-9 for most at halftime. And, you know, you come out, score, you know, get moving, do something, you know, then you're in the game again. But they could never get over that hump. So let's look at the team stats here and get ready to pack our bags for Thanksgiving. And, well, we'll stay home for Thanksgiving, but then we'll have our bags packed for Duval. All right, first downs, 20 to 11, New England. Again, the Falcons 2-11 on third down. Wow, yeah, that's 3 of 22 in the last two games. They held the Patriots to 4 of 12, 165 total yards to 308, 52 offensive plays. For the Falcons, 59 for New England. Average gain 3.2 for the Falcons, 5.2 for the Patriots. They got outgained on the ground, 134 to 40. And those Patriot backs were running that thing. Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. Eric Harris had got some bad film out there on one of them Harris runs. So. Penalties 5 of 59, 9 of 72. Let's stop right there because it's the 10th game of the season. You're 4-6, and you got alignment penalties? No, you got, I think, 3. I know 2. One might have happened when I was writing, another 12 men on the field. But, I mean, you know, no, it was a short week. They hadn't had these type of penalties, so it was, I'm going to blame it on the short week. Because that's a go straight to coaching penalty. Patriots had 9 for 72. The 4 turnovers to 1. You're gonna my man Mike Reese, ESPN, had some great stat about the Patriots being like 200 and something and 7 when they win a differential under Bill Belichick. I should have wrote it down because they won this one 4-1 too. Yeah, punts 5 for 53. New England 4 for 48.3. 0 touchdowns to 2. You know, you had the Aguilar one that the defense gave up. And then you had the Kyle Van Noy interception return of the Josh Rosen pass for their other touchdown. Field goals 0 for 1. That should have been 1-for-1 because he made the 45-yarder, but Jason Spriggs lined up wrong. So they took it off the board, and he missed it from 50. So, you know, you're not good enough to be shooting yourself in the foot like that. 4-for-4 for Nick Folk for the Patriots. Then time of possession, 27 minutes, 17 seconds for the Falcons, 32 minutes, 43 seconds for the New England Patriots. They look really good on defense. They're getting all beside themselves up there. We'll see what they really got when they got Tennessee next week and then some Buffalo action. And, you know, then we'll see if they're really Super Bowl contenders here or not. Just a few more. Look, make sure we got all the player stats covered. All the big ones here. No real big ones on offense, so we'll skip that. Yeah, defense is a you know, secondary game where the secondary's got 18 plus 5, 23 tackles. That's a lot. That means they were getting to the back end. Fabian Monroe with 9, Terrell with 9, Eric Harris with 5. Foye had 10. Deion had 5 tackles. Fowler, 5. Darren Hall, 4. Dewan Harmon, 3. And Ade Ogundeje, 2. So we got the kick in. We did the punting. And we had the return. So we're all good there. So we're going to wrap on up. Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And on to Jacksonville. We'll be back Wednesday with a Jacksonville update as the Falcons will play the Jaguars on November 26th. Take care and have a great rest of your week and a happy Thanksgiving.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents...
Hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny...
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.